The timeline is set, but they really haven't adhered to that timeline in a number of years, and there is some room there. So I think what will happen is we will go back in January, and then the Judiciary Committee will meet, and they interview, you know, the nominee, and then we will vote on it in committee. I'm not on the Judiciary anymore, but then it will go to the full floor.
Do we have any disadvantage in not having a special election?
No, there is the second judge who acts as the chief judge of the appellate division when once Judge Lipman is retired, he will take that place. And they don't actually even have a calendar in January, so I think it's not any huge impact by waiting.
I know it's over in the Assembly, but Speaker Hastie has said that he wouldn't necessarily see a ban on outside income from members. Do you think that the legislature in general should have a vote on outside income for legislators?
Well, I think we have a committee or commission, as we have numerous commissions, but looking into the ethics and all of that. You know, we are a citizen legislature, and I really think that we benefit by coming from different professions and continuing to practice those professions. I think that the big thing is disclosure, and the instances that we've seen that have been a problem have come when they did not disclose where their outside income was coming from. Certainly, disclosure is the number one factor.
The biggest news in the North Country region this year has been the escape from Dana Mora. Are you planning any legislation in the aftermath?
Well, Senator Marchione put out some legislation that would increase the penalties for anyone who helps an escape from a prison facility. That's necessary. I mean, I've met with District Attorney Wiley, and really that was all he could do. And it's unfortunate because this woman caused a huge, huge amount of distress and expense in New York State. I think that the penalty needs to be stronger.
Betty Little, obviously this is a border district.
Mm-hmm.
What's being done to allay any fears regarding the Syrian refugee situation and people saying that, you know, we need to watch our borders more closely because some of the terrorists in Paris filtered in with Syrian refugees, et cetera?
This is a really, really serious thing, and it's very personal to me in that my son just deployed on the Harry Truman carrier, and he'll be gone for 7 months, and he is going to the Mideast on the carrier. As far as, you know, helping people who are in need, that's what this country is about. But we really have to be very careful to make sure that we are screening, that we have people that are coming here, especially right now if they're coming from Syria, where ISIS is so infiltrated with the community and everything else that we don't have some of those coming here who want to harm us. But we have a lot of security in our country, and we really need to up it somewhat to make sure that we aren't getting people who are coming here with that idea to harm Americans and to frighten us as well.
Do you agree with some of the governors across the country that say we should prevent Syrian refugees from coming into the states?
I think we need to look at that, yes. You know, we have plenty of refugee centers, and we help people from all over the world coming here. And we still have many, many people who would like to come here legitimately and are on long waiting lists. So we have to be careful with what we're doing, and we cannot take a flood in at once, especially people that we don't have the ability to screen them well enough to make sure that we are not getting somebody who is out to harm us.
What's your first priority when you go back into session in January?
Well, I think what we need to be looking at is job development and help for small business, some tax breaks for small business, and they don't seem to get much help. You know, 2 years ago, we eliminated the manufacturing tax, which is very helpful. But for the small businesses out there, we don't give them a lot of anything, and we need to work at that.
That was 45th District Republican Betty Little. Lawmakers are due back in Albany in early January. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.